It's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. The Pandarin Talk. Everybody knows it's the Pandarin Talk.
And welcome back to another episode of the Pandarin Talk. I'm one of your hosts, Jordan Mask. And with me, as always, a man who I knew going into this today didn't have an encyclopedical knowledge of movies. Then I listened to the most recent What a Pitch. And was blown away by his not-so-much skills on movies. Sean Dingler. Sean, what's up?
Thank you. I appreciate you listening to the What a Pitch. A good old crossover.
I listen to the network. What can I say?
That's good. Dan, that's kind of a running gag on that podcast, on What a Pitch, is that I seriously don't know. I'm on a podcast, and I have not seen a ton of movies.
Yes. There were a few.
Go listen to it, please.
Yeah, no, go listen. I won't like ruin it, but like there were a few on their show where I'm like, all right, I wouldn't have known that. And then there were a few like, what? How? Like, you were way off on some of them.
I need to listen to it. I just hate listening to myself. Yeah. So that's the one reason I haven't listened to it yet.
No, it was,
to know
good.
How bad I was.
It was good, this. And Dan's commentary was very funny too. Yeah. It was good, but yeah, Sean, you need to watch some more movies, man. Those weren't even like obscure ones, all of them.
No, I know. They're on the AFI Top 100, so most people should know what they're about.
The funniest ones were like, oh, I know this one. And then it was like, you do not know that one.
Yeah. I'm sorry, everyone. You get me on any Fast and Furious film, I can talk to for days. Or Bond films, I'm usually pretty good. Newer Bond films. I understand. I'm not so great at it.
No, it made for entertaining ride into work this morning.
Yeah.
Speaking of today, Sean, yes. Gotta give a shout out to a friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod.
Good old Jonathan Coob.
Jonathan Coob. It's turns his birthday.
I'm not gonna say his age. I'm not gonna age him here, but turned a year older today.
Turned a year older. He's a good guy. He's been on the pod.
On a Bondcast.
Yeah, was on a Bondcast years ago. Yeah. Check it out. He's a great guy. Good friend of ours. Great friend of ours for a long time. And this is, I want to tell a story that happened because when we were hanging out, you know, in the high school days, there's two places. I lived on a farm, so I always came into town because I didn't want to hang out on the farm. So it was either hanging out at your house, not that often because, like, you didn't have as much room as everyone else.
I literally would sit in my room, which wasn't that big.
So we'd either go to Dylan's house,
yep,
and then Dylan, like, would get girlfriends and then, like, ditch us for
him.
Or
just take his shirt off.
And we got uncomfortable and decided to leave.
Yep.
End up at Coob's house, who happened to be, you know, live in the house of the mayor of Traer. So we were in royalty at that point.
Yeah, you know, it was like the castle, you know.
It was like the castle. So we'd hang out there. I have memories of playing Call of Duty there.
Lots of cards.
Lots of cards. Yeah, lots of poker. Lots of Monopoly.
Cool.
And his Casey, that was the dog, right? Yep. That little barker. Good memories of her.
Do you remember... Man, we're talking about him like he's dead.
He's not dead. Older. I'm getting to the point.
Do you remember, though, he had, like... He was the first person I ever knew who, like, hooked a computer up to a TV.
Was he? Yeah, I don't know. I guess... I don't really remember for sure. But, yeah, that probably is true.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Coob has always been at the forefront of everything, I feel like.
Still not dead. Still not dead.
It sounds like a bit. Oh, sorry, Coop, if you actually listen. I've had a lot of great memories with him. Great baseball player, great basketball player. But one memory stands out, and I'm sorry, Coop, it almost more involves Jordan at this, but...
There's all great stories, too.
I don't remember what year. We were in high school.
Yep.
It was in the. It had to be in the summer because I feel like we were playing catch outside with the baseball.
Yeah, we were outside playing baseball.
And we were just like throwing the baseball around. And then Jordan's like, I got to take a shit. And then Coob and I keep playing toss for, I swear, at least like 30 minutes. And then we're like, is Jordan coming back? And Jordan, basically the nut of the story is, Coob and I were like, what the hell is going on? Because Jordan just took the longest fucking dump at Coob's house.
Yeah, no, so anyone who really knows me knows I take long shits. That's a Jordan thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember this exact one. If I vaguely remember it, you know? That's how bad it is. That number isn't that special to me. Yeah, that's just a Tuesday for me. I don't remember if it was like a I didn't feel good one. Or there's also been times like, and Coob's house was one of these houses where like, you find some good read material, and then you just don't leave.
Just don't leave.
So I don't remember. I do remember this happening. I don't remember why I was in there so long, but.
Yeah, I don't remember why you had to go that long. I just remember it being a very long time
for someone to be in the bathroom. I do remember because it wasn't long enough where you guys like came to find me.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't that worried about my health.
No.
But it was one of those things where I came up and you guys were like, what happened?
Exactly.
So.
No, good times. Oh, also, the one other thing Coop and I've always enjoyed about Coop. He's always been one of the funniest guys I know. And in high school, we did some swing show stuff together, but we also acted in a play. The one play when all of us friends were in it. And
speaking role right here.
Speaking role, yeah.
One line.
Did Dylan have a speaking role in it?
No.
James?
Nope.
They were in it. Both of them were in it, right?
Yeah. I believe James's part was made up. If they made it up
just to put him in it.
Yep.
Nice. But yeah, that was super fun because Coop and I were like the main guy characters in that. But a lot of good memories with Coop. He's God damn it.
Still not dead.
He's a great guy. If you see Coop, wish him a happy birthday. I know this podcast comes out probably the day after that here. Will be his birthday, but
yeah.
Good guy.
Yep.
Still not living.
Still not dead. So, Sean, haven't done a pod in a few weeks.
Yes.
We kind of made the decision. We don't need to talk about football. Well, it's because the Rams suck and I don't want to talk about them anymore. That's not true, but we won't.
We've talked enough football. We can get back to it when it gets closer to the end of the season, start doing some more playoff.
Yeah. So, it is the time of the year though, Sean, that, let's just say Christmas movies are out.
Hell yeah.
And we've made kind of a habit these last few years of watching them, talking about them,
yeah.
And making fun of them. So you've watched your first one out of the year. Mm-hmm. First one. You're always the first one of us to watch it.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Yeah, no. We had all our Thanksgivings on one day, on Thanksgiving. And so basically the rest of the weekend, we were just like, well, we got nothing to do. You know, so we were, you know, basically it was like, why not, you know, why not dive into the Christmas movie? You know, I'm not one of the people who puts up Christmas stuff before Thanksgiving. And I hold that true with Christmas movies. But immediately after Thanksgiving, all things are game at that point.
Right after the turkey's in the fridge, Sean's throwing on some jingle bells.
You know? Yeah, I'm throwing on some jingle bells, getting into it. But yeah, I don't remember when I found out about this or if we just found out about it the day. I'm sorry if you hear a noise. It's my dog playing with her bone right now.
I don't hear anything.
Oh, I can pick it up in here.
I hear.
Okay. Apologize. Hopefully she won't be any more rude with that. You'll probably, if you hear any jingling in the background, that's also her moving around the house. All right. Besides the point, here's the movie is we found out there's a movie with Freddie Prinze Jr., who, from my youth, pretty popular actor at the time. Do you remember Freddie Prinze Jr. that well?
Here's the thing. I remember him. But what is he actually... So, like, I remember from Scooby-Doo. But that's,
And that's probably, you know, I love Scooby-Doo, so that's obviously a big role for me.
But that's, like, post probably what he was famous... What was he actually famous for?
One movie that always stood out to me is Summer Catch, I think. Was it Summer Catch? Baseball movie.
Yep. I do remember Summer Catch. But even that is like probably post Freddie Prinze, right? Or is that prime Freddie Prinze?
Maybe. I think that's prime. I think he got famous maybe with I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, yep. That would be it.
And then he was in the sequel. Then he was in She's All That.
Oh, okay.
I've never seen that, but I'm pretty sure that's a pretty popular film. And yeah, that's basically it. I think those films. So he like had a very short-lived success, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, he also married Sarah Michelle Gellar, right?
Yeah. Yes, he did. But it seems like, you know, I think he was more than fine with that, obviously.
Yeah.
I think he did what he wanted to do, and then obviously he's written for WWE.
Yep.
Like, in a weird way. And so he's done a bunch of other different stuff. He's been on television, not a ton, but he's done a couple things. I think it was mainly like late 90s, early 2000s is when he really
was big.
Okay. Yeah, it was big. And then he kind of, I think, started raising a family kind of and whatnot. And so that type of stuff. But yeah, no, so I guess, yeah, one thing is it's because of Scooby-Doo. I loved the original Scooby-Doo film. I've always loved Scooby-Doo. So, like, I don't know, held a special place in my heart, you know, just like these romantic Christmas movies.
No, I enjoyed them. So, he always catches my eye. So he's in this movie.
He's in this movie.
Is he the selling point of this movie?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe I just Googled something, and the article was almost titled, Freddie Prinze's Comeback Movie.
Wow.
Like, oh, God, a Christmas movie this is.
Damn.
Okay. But the movie, here, it's called Christmas With You, if I did say it. It's an hour 29 minutes, exactly where I need my Christmas movies to be. I don't want them long at all. I want them right at that hour 30 mark.
We need them just over a prestige drama, like, single episode time.
Yes.
Like, one, maybe one without commercial breaks. Like, that's what I want my Christmas movie going.
Like my tell is with a lot of movies, if they're, besides Christmas movies, romantic Christmas movies, if they're an hour 30, they're probably terrible because they're just, like, trying to get to that minute. Because that's, the hour 30 is about where you have to be. But if it's a Christmas movie, that's exactly where I need it.
No, that's you're spot on. That's exactly where we need these movies to be. Because if they're any longer, it's like, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Or it's like some side story. I don't care.
Yeah, we don't need the side story. We just need the two characters falling in love. But here, I've talked about it too much. Here is literally the IMDb plot line of it.
Okay.
Follows a pop star who's got a career burnout and escapes to a small town where she finds not only inspiration, but a shot of love.
Dang. Okay. All right. Little Q&A here, Sean, on the movie. Does Freddie Prinze Jr. A, work? B, own? Or C, just like go to some like lodge and or like Christmassy hotel?
No, it actually is none of that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Do you want me to spoil the movie for you or not? No, you want to watch this, don't you?
I do want to watch it. You know
okay.
me, man.
Then I won't spoil it.
Okay. Okay, I do have a second question.
Okay.
Is there a spunky and or fun slash fun knee, small child slash like nephew or like...
There's a sidekick, but it's a grown-up. But there is someone...
Are they a smaller... like?
Actually, no, there is also a fun child in it, too.
Yep.
There's that. There's usually, I feel like in these movies, there's always, it's the two main characters. And then usually I feel like it's the grouchy main character who then falls in love.
Yep.
Has a sidekick.
Yeah. They're either an assistant.
Yes.
Or yeah. Like a relative.
A relative. So there are actually two playing the grouchy person has an assistant and, Freddie Prinze has a daughter. And so that's kind of how it ties in. But yeah, overall, I want to talk about this more, but I won't. But basically, Freddie Prinze is not the pop star.
Yep. Okay.
He's like the average Joe. He's the average Joe that gets fallen in love. Okay. And so, yeah, the pop star, it's played by Amy Garcia.
Yeah. I saw
no
I
one else in this movie. I don't think anyone knows.
I've seen the preview. I did not recognize her.
There is one part. I don't think this will spoil anything, but it was one of the funniest lines in the movie. There's the music producer, publisher, whatever the guy, you know, who's demanding this artist to, like, be better. You know, I'm going to replace you with someone. He goes by Barry, and at one point in the film, because he's implied he has a lot of money.
Yeah.
He gets upset, and he's like, don't they know that I'm Billion Dollar Barry?
That is a good one. That is a good one.
Best line of the whole film for him. But overall, Freddie Prinze, of all the Christmas movies I've ever seen, by far the best actor I've ever seen in any of these.
So, you told me this. So, do you mean, like...
his actual acting performance.
The acting...
Not like his... Because Cary Elwes, the one that was... Yeah. He, like, is a good actor, from what I've heard. But he was terrible.
He was bad now.
In the one with Brooke Shields.
So, we've watched some...
Yeah.
I find that tough, man. There are some decent performances in some of these movies. Like, I'm not going to say that we're talking Oscars here, but, like, there have been some decent ones out there.
Yeah, well, like Vanessa Hudgens.
She plays three characters in one, man. That's impressive.
It's impressive, but it's not like they're deep or whatever they are. They don't, aren't that
impressive. You say they're not deep. One of them, she's, like, a Russian, like, cousin who wants to steal the... Fortune. Yeah, that's one of those movies.
Yeah.
But no. So, okay. So, he's good at acting, I guess. In this movie. Okay. is it like an enjoyable like character? Is he enjoyable? So is so he's the average Joe. Is he like yes. a happy average Joe, or is he a, like a downer?
No, he's like
because I'm guessing he's
middle of the road, like happy. He's not like a Debbie Downer type
so
of person.
Okay, so like so he's a small town guy. Is usually there's like two type of small town people in these movies. There's mm-hmm. like we're the small towner and like we're fun to be around, and then there's like we're the small towner. We don't like you big towner people. So. Like, and from the sounds of it, he's like the happy-go-lucky.
Yeah, he's not like, yeah, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's not the one who's like, oh, God, a big city person. Oh, you're the fucking worst.
How many like, coffee jokes are there in this movie?
Coffee jokes?
Big city coffee. Yes. Need some cream. Are you kidding me? Where have you been, John? I hear it at work. I'm 20 minutes from work, man.
They talk about big city coffee?
Yeah. Yeah.
What coffee? Starbucks, basically? Yeah.
Apparently, if I don't drink my coffee just like straight black like a cowboy, I'm big city. So,
put just a teeny bit of sugar in it, it's too much.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sorry I like my Frappuccinos, guys, you know? I don't actually. I do like my coffee pretty black, but that's all right.
That's funny.
Okay. So,
no, it is that. It is not that type of, oh, big. There is some, obviously, but not like. Yeah, not the coffee. I don't think there's a coffee thing. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, you're watching and be like, fuck, there's lots of coffees.
But there is definitely, like, since she's a pop star, mm-hmm. you know, she's been, you know, living the, like, pop star life, you know, and then she goes to the small town and has to, you know, be, like, a normal person again type of moments.
Dang. Okay. Okay. No. Is there a big musical performance?
There is.
Okay.
Because she's a pop star. You gotta hear her sing.
Can she actually sing?
I'm not 100%. I'm pretty sure it definitely was the big performance. It was definitely like like ADR or whatever. But it could have been her voice. I wasn't 100% sure if it was a Zac Efron High School Musical, the first one situation.
Still blows my mind. Thought it was him.
So like I can't tell. Like it's not that obvious. But if someone were like, yeah, it wasn't her singing, I wouldn't have been shocked, basically.
Okay. I'm trying to think of other tropes from these movies I need to figure out.
Is there a lot of snow? Yes. And is there a lot of snow and none of these characters are wearing what anyone would actually wear in the snow?
Oh, it's always like, it's like 5 degrees out with a foot of snow, but I'm wearing my vest. Like a light sweatshirt.
No hat, no gloves.
No, occasionally I'll wear some mittens, but they're like more festive than actual like usable.
Yeah.
Like... Now, don't bring that stuff around. I'm from Iowa here. Don't bring that stuff around here.
I know. It's bad. I would feel like even if you're from like Minnesota, you'd be even more pissed about this. Because
Dakotas, man, there's...
Yeah. There's... I do not get... I mean, I'm sure it's because of design and that stuff. But like how no one can wear a fucking hat in these movies. Because no one goes out in the cold not wearing a hat.
No. It's because... So we... Sean, me and you, we've just gotten used to it. We're like, man, we look good in the hat. The problem is no one actually looks good in a stocking cap. No one does. Like, same thing with the big winter coat. Like, we look fine, but, like, we're not movie stars.
No.
Man. No. So, I'm going to watch it.
It's great.
Obviously,
like I said, one other thing is that there is a big snowstorm that, you know, impacts the characters.
I'm guessing a flight gets canceled.
Not quite, but similar, yeah. Okay.
No, sounds good.
I think I highly recommend this to anyone, whether it's with your spouse or if you want to watch it alone, it doesn't matter. I think it's if you enjoy these movies, this is top tier, and it's not like the fucking Brooke Shields one we watched where we kind of just were done with it.
No, that one wasn't good. See, okay, I should have asked this. So you're saying top notch, like we're up near the top. To be top.
Yes, I would say. Would say so. It's one of the better, for sure, one of the better well-done Christmas movies where it, like, flows well, the story's easy and understandable, and there's nothing just, like, stupid or, like, you're like, what is going on? Or, like...
Well, I mean, there's gotta be something
And I think all the actors... I mean, obviously, I love Freddie Prinze, but I think all the actors do a wonderful job. No one's selling.
Okay. Yeah, I'm curious. This isn't even, like, the big Netflix Christmas movie of the year.
I know.
That's, the Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, we gotta watch that some night.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Lucky listener, you might get a little taste of that too.
Oh yeah.
No. So I'm curious. Sounds like a good one to watch. So
yeah, highly recommend.
Another thing that's been going on the television, Sean, that you've been able to watch, I have not. the World Cup.
Yeah, baby.
Give me the update here. How we doing?
The United States. You know, they had to go in against Iran. and get a W, and they got the W.
Yes!
USA! USA!
Get my flag out now.
I was joking. I was watching the England game. That was on the weekend with Kim, and I was like joking with Kim and annoying her, being like, oh, I've been a soccer fan since day one. Yeah, I know these players. And like, there's like, the funniest part was that there was the substitution. And I told this on the podcast already. I don't remember when I told this or I wrote this down, but there was a substitution. And I was like, oh, terrible substitution for the United States. And then after the fact, I realized that was actually England doing the substitution. Kim never caught on. I was like, oh, boy.
Nice. Hey, man, they got the same colors.
Yeah, kind of. You know, one team's dark and one team has lighter colors.
So, speaking of this, I should say, after our last pod where we were like talking about how the UK has like 10 teams in it.
Yeah.
Ends up. This is explained to me by a more... I don't know if he's a UK buff or if he just knows soccer more. I don't know. Dan, I'm shouting you out here, man. Yeah. Explain to me that how the UK works is they treat all those like places as their own country. So they're technically their own country, so they get their own team.
Okay.
In the World Cup. As in like, so it'd be essentially like if we called all of our states countries.
That's bullshit.
Hey, man, I don't make
Because if I go to war, if like the UK goes to war... It's the UK goes to war. Or Great Britain. How does it... That's the part where I get
it's
confused.
It's the United Kingdom.
Yeah, no, but what's Great Britain then? Is that something else?
No, I think it's a part... I think it's like...
Is that the part... Oh, is that like England?
I think it's like Wales and... Yeah.
Oh, so that's all together. That's United... That's... It's still bullshit. Because if you go to... If we go to war, it's the United States go to war. UK goes to war, it's the UK goes to war. Right?
Yeah, I mean, but you could also say like NATO has like all these... countries in it. NATO goes to war.
I just think it's bullshit.
I mean, the Allies, you know, in World War II, there was multiple countries in there, Sean.
I think it's bullshit. That's
I'm not
going to
argue with you, but that's the reasoning behind
it. That, okay, I get that, I guess. It's to their disadvantage at the end of the day.
Yeah.
It really is. And so, yeah, no, so, like, obviously I was joking around with Kim about how great of a soccer buff I am, you know, and... So we watched that game, but then, yeah, they had to come into this Iran game, and I sat down and wanted to watch it, thankfully, even though it was on at 1 o'clock during the week.
Yeah.
Not a great time.
Thanks a lot, World Cup.
Yeah. but the one thing I noticed, and it kind of took me a little bit to catch on, but the beauty of watching the World Cup is... The United States, the announcers are biased towards the United States because obviously they're only broadcasting to United States people.
Yeah.
So it's like, you don't usually listen to sports announcers where they're, you know, they usually try to call it down the line.
Mm-hmm.
But here they're like rooting for the United States to win in a sense. So it's kind of nice.
That is nice. I like to say it's the same thing with the Olympics because it's like also biased. I'm like, yeah, I just want to, I need to listen to the home team broadcast here a little bit.
I want to hear it. But basically what happened, and I don't need to recap too much of it because anyone can go read about it, but, overall, so the United States needed a win and like Iran just had a tie basically and they would have moved on and U.S. would have went home.
Okay.
So U.S. is playing in like the whole first half, U.S. like seems like they're playing better, more aggressive for sure, because they seem to have the ball more. They're down by the Iran's goal a lot and they just seem to be pushing. And it just seemed like it'd be a matter of time. And then I don't remember at what point I stepped away because I was doing some stupid internet stuff because of MediaCom, whatever. Besides the point, Ooh. Don't talk about that.
Yeah, they're going to shut us off mid-pod.
Yeah. But I come back and the United States had scored and it was our boy, Christian Pulisic.
Pulisic?
Yeah. That's how bad I am. Sorry. I don't know how to say his last name, but he had scored, but he also got hurt.
I'd seen he got hurt.
Yep. And I looked at some of the replays a lot, and then I went on Twitter. It seemed like everyone just assumed he got just kicked in the nads, basically. But they said he was out with an abdomen thing. He actually was going to the hospital, I think.
Hey, man, you kicked hard enough.
I just didn't think. I will be curious what that injury is, because it really just didn't. Like, it would hurt. It looked like, I just thought he got the wind really badly knocked out of him, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll be curious if, like, it'll probably be like strained oblique or strained ab muscle.
Testicle to the stomach.
So like that was great. He scored, but then like he's obviously like their best player.
Yep.
And was crazy in soccer. I'm going to sound such like a white American who doesn't watch soccer, but the fact that like players get hurt and they just keep playing, but like he was like legitimately hurt. They brought trainers out and like once they walked him off, like they just started the game up, but the U.S. still is down a man. until he like basically can give the okay whether he can get back in or they eventually just have to sub him out.
Yeah, because if they pulled him, he's out.
He's out. Yeah. Thing.
Yep.
But it's like nuts that they're just like, yeah, we're just not gonna wait for you. We're just gonna start playing, and then your team just has to deal with having 10 players until you figure it out.
You can definitely tell that soccer was like made as a game back when like technology wasn't great because like, yeah, we don't know how to like stop this clock, so we're just gonna like watch it, and at 90 minutes, we'll just like add some time.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, he played, you know, the rest. He eventually came and played the half, and then he was out the rest of the game. But then, like, the second half, it seemed, and, like, it's like this in any sports. It seemed like the U.S. was just trying to hold the fort, wasn't trying to be too aggressive. And, obviously, like, Pulisic was out, and so, like, that made it a little harder for them, you know, to attack, I feel like. But, so it seemed like Iran had a lot better chances in the second half. And then one of their other people who play on the very front line or strikers or whatever they're fucking called.
The guys near the goal got it.
Yeah. I saw the video later. He got hurt and it looked like he probably maybe strained, maybe tore an ACL or something. Ooh. Just the way his leg came down, it like just came down straight and then it didn't go away. You want it to go.
Ouch.
I hope it's not. He didn't tear anything, but he was out too. But they knew, like, immediately he was done, basically, when he was hurt.
Did they show the replay?
I just saw it on, like, Twitter after the fact.
Because I watched the MLS Championship, and they had, like, a bad knee injury, and they're like, yes, we're not going to show this. Then I'm watching the NFL, like, every Sunday, they're like, all right, well, here's this guy getting his knee taken off.
They didn't show it with the Tristan Wirfs injury, though.
Oh, you're right.
They specifically didn't do that.
You're right. Maybe it's just...
But then he ended up not having, like... Like, I don't think he didn't tear anything. I think it's still an injury, but it's a sprain or something.
Yeah, it was just funny because it was, like, literally the next day I was watching football, and it's like, all right, here's this nasty injury.
Let's watch his knee buckle.
Yeah. Here's his ankle. You're going to see it in two pieces here in a moment, John.
Yeah. So, basically, yeah, the U.S. held on. It got real dicey at the end. I got the chills at the end, like, when it got close because I was, like,
sweating that worried. Face paint off, huh?
Yeah, basically, yeah. I had pain in my whole body, you know?
Oh, I got you.
But Iran, like, really had a really good shot at the end, and, like, they could have easily won. Because I was, like, thinking about their perspective. Like, Iran has never made the Sweet 16.
Okay.
But, like, they've never made that round before. And so I was, like, thinking if you're watching from Iran, if you're rooting for them, like, how fucking terrible it probably was at the end. Because it was tight, and there's some calls. I think I don't think the refs made any bad calls, but there's calls, like, where definitely you could be like, oh, it could have gone that way. But, like, I don't think in the grand scheme of things it could have.
Yeah.
But it was tight at the end. But then, yeah, the U.S., they held on. You know, I was really hoping they'd score another goal, but they didn't. But they held on, and I held my fist to the sky by myself in my house because I was that excited. So,
did we win the group, or did we just...
No, England won the group because England beat I think they beat everyone. The U.S. literally drawed with the Wales and England, and then they beat Iran.
Okay. So, do we know who we play next?
Yeah, the Netherlands.
They're good.
I think so.
They're good.
Yeah, I would expect. I don't think people probably expect the U.S. to probably win this game. I think people were just hoping the U.S. would get out of the round robin or whatever, the group stage.
That's what I had heard was that they were expecting to get out of group stage, and that was it.
So yeah,
I'm sure that's about where we'll go. But
and if like Pulisic and the other guy are hurt for like considerable amount of time, yeah, that's not gonna help either.
Yeah, man, it takes a while for that testicle to descend, so we'll see.
But am I gonna watch? It's like Saturday at like 10 a.m. or something.
I could watch that.
I'm going to. I'm a diehard soccer fan.
Yeah, now. Sean over here's a soccer guy. If you guys can't tell, Sean's a soccer guy. You recently bought FIFA, Sean.
I did buy FIFA.
So you're definitely a soccer guy now.
Oh yeah, I owned FIFA. I don't know if it's 2013, 2014. I had bought it at some point and tried playing it. And I never really thought about it since then. Because I remember I stopped playing because one of the reasons, didn't score that much. So it wasn't as fun.
Classic American.
And the other was like their dynasty mode, which isn't a dynasty mode. You just are like the manager and you basically can control your team and all that stuff.
Yep.
I like tried starting out as a small team and like being like thinking like college football. Like I'll just build them up.
Yeah.
A lot harder than that.
a little bit.
But. I basically what happened, yes, I got caught with the World Cup magic, whatever you want to call, and I was trying to think on Sunday, I was sitting at home, I We do, for both our families, we have to come up with, like, Christmas lists, so then, like, someone can buy it for us, because we do exchanges, or Kim's family, we all buy each other a gift, whatever,
yep.
Like that. So I was coming up, and I was looking, I literally had, like, I had some ideas, but I was like, I need, like, two or three more, like, two or three things. And I was thinking, I was like, you know what? I could ask for some video games.
Yeah.
Especially, like, today. We'll see if anyone ends up buying them, because they're all on sale, because of Black Friday, Cyber Monday, so they're, like, half off, basically. And so, like, I talked about buying Madden. I never bought Madden. 2K, I've always enjoyed NBA 2K, but I don't really need it right now. But I would take it if someone gave it to me. And then there's FIFA. And so I was, like, just debating so hard. I was like, which one do I do? But I'm like, Madden, by the time it's Christmas, like, the season's going to be over. So I'd rather just get that as a gift and it'll be free at least.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's perfect Madden season, man.
Like, that's because, like, I really just want Madden or an NFL game just whenever they stop making games for the PS4, like, just so I can have a football game still. Yeah. Same for, like, basketball, but I plan on, if I don't get 2K, I'll probably buy another one at some point. But then it just came to FIFA, and I was like, you know what? I just, like I don't want to wait this long for FIFA. There's more of the seasons left. And then I got hooked. I was reading about it, and then they're like, oh, this is the last FIFA game where they are, like, the EA Sports has the license to, like, all the FIFA stuff. They don't have all of it. It's weird how licensing works with, like, all the leagues. Like, they don't have any Mexico leagues in this game.
Okay.
With however it works. But there's, don't worry, there's a lot of fucking leagues in this
game. Yeah, I was gonna say, I didn't even know that.
So part of me was like, oh, I gotta fucking buy this game now, you know, because, like, it's gonna be the last one.
Yep.
I'm definitely caught up in the World Cup, you know, I wanna play a little soccer. And so this is what happens. I go online, I look at Best Buy, your former company that you enjoyed working for.
Yeah, hey, I was there for a few years.
And so I went there, I bought it for pickup, you know, I got pickup for it, and so I go to get the order. I was a little worried, because you never know with, like, especially on Cyber Monday, if they actually have stuff in stock, like they said. So I was, like, fully expecting to get an email, be like, yeah, we don't actually have this, but whatever.
Man. As the guy who used to essentially send those emails out, rarely happens.
Okay. Maybe it's Target has an issue. I've had a lot more issues with, like, Target claiming stuff is in their store, and then you go and it's not there.
Oh, no, we did that. I thought you meant, like, hey, we have your thing on order, and it's like, no. Psych, by the way, you got here.
No, that's what I was meaning is, like, I'd buy it, and then they'd be like, yeah, we don't actually have this. The inventory counts.
Oh, no, that happens all the time.
Yeah, see, that's what I was worried about.
It's because the computers are slow, man. Don't blame the people, blame the computers.
That's what I was worried about, so I kind of just didn't expect to get it, but I got the email that was good. So I go to Best Buy, and it's, like, it's a Sunday, and I know it's a Sunday, like, Cyber Monday. They have all their Black Friday deals. So it's, like, the busiest I've ever seen at fucking Best Buy.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's that busy, but it's busy. Like, usually when I go to Best Buy, and it's probably because I go during the week, like, no one's there ever when I'm, like, in there.
Yeah.
There's, like, just people in there now, so I'm like, oh, it seems kind of busy. But basically, I go in there, and I just go walk up to the first guy at the register who takes me, and he's like, and I just tell him I gotta pick up, and he comes back, and he's like, hey, this is a great game. Have you play soccer? And the whole time before I even going, I'm like, God, how am I gonna not make this sound like this? It's just gonna be because of the fucking World Cup. And literally, I just stutter. I'm just like, I owned a game like a few years ago, and I just kind of want to get back to that. It's like, God, he's fucking, like, this moron just bought this game because he just saw the World Cup and wants to try it.
Being that guy before, definitely did.
So. Yeah, no, I bought the game and came home, and I the thing that always annoys me, because, like, obviously growing up, you never had to download the data. You could just pop the game in and start playing.
Oh, yeah. Nope, not anymore.
That's the part that always annoys me, but I'm starting to get wiser, whereas, like, after I bought it, I was like, okay, I need to put it in a little bit beforehand, so I at least get it downloaded, and then I'll start playing it.
Hope you have the space on the hard drive.
Which, no, I didn't. I had to delete things.
Yep, every time.
Like, I'm like, how do, like, I bought this, like, how do I run out of space? Like, I can only have, like, two games on my fucking PlayStation.
Dude, I remember when I got mine, literally, again, I was working at Best Buy.
Yeah.
And someone's like, yeah, this thing has such and such memory. You're never going to use that much. It's like, yeah, nowadays, yeah, I got, like, two games on there. It's like, well, looks like I got to delete everything off here to start this new game.
Yeah. And the worst part is, and I know it takes up the most data, is Red Dead. And I just cannot bring myself to delete that data.
Sean, you've literally done everything on it. You can delete it, and everyone knows. We have archival proof through the podcast.
Oh, man. I don't know. Maybe at some point. But, yeah, so I started playing it, and I don't know if all games, sport games do this, but FIFA does where it makes, it basically made me play right away, and so it gets your, like, and then it's, like, adaptive to your skill. And then it, like, tells you how good you are. I was not very good. I got the semi-pro level, which I think is one above the worst level.
You and Jackie Moon, man.
Exactly. So hopefully I can get to the pro level. That's usually where I strive to be. But I'm, like, I'm starting to have thoughts. It's, like, kind of like, you know, getting old and playing actual real basketball, real sports. So I'm getting to the point where I'm, like, oh, man, do I have to settle for just being semi-pro? Like, do I not have those skills anymore to be, like, good at the average level of this game?
I've had that moment. Playing a little Madden, you're like, ooh, this this pro level is a little tough. I go down to this medium level. Yeah. Not rookie, but medium.
Yeah, medium. Still good.
I'm still not a rookie. I played Madden too. No, I've been there, Sean. I realize, but hey, man, you'll be all right. You know, you get back in the groove of things. Yeah. You know, you score a goal or two, maybe three out of the year, and then like you're ready to go.
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see how long my FIFA fandom will last. Probably, hopefully longer than the World Cup.
Yeah, I hope so too. No, that's cool.
It's also only like, I think the other thing that's changed in my life is like, as kids, $60 was so much money. Now it's like very little in my mind.
Relatively it is.
Relatively.
But then
when it's on sale for $30, I'm like, this is a fucking deal.
Oh, no.
This is a meal.
Honestly, when it's like $20-$30, I'm like, why don't I have this? $60 yeah. bucks is still a little rough for me because I'll be like, ooh, that's a lot of pizza, man. Like, it used to be like, how many Little Caesars pizzas can I get? Now, since I'm an adult, I'm like, man, how many Domino's pizzas can I get with that? So, like.
Exactly.
But, you know, I get it. I've never liked FIFA games, so I can't really comment on them. Mostly because I played them and it was horrible. And, I'm glad you're finding joy out of it, though.
Well, we'll see. I still am going to try to do, like, the Dynasty mode, and I'm going to see.
You're going to win that MLS Cup.
No, I'm actually going to be, I think I'm going to be Parma, who the.
Where's that?
Italy. This is the connection. My wife works, I shouldn't say this, but whatever. I think not enough people listen. She works for Come & Go. They're the company that owns Come & Go, that like, corporate entity, owns the soccer team.
I gotcha.
So I'm gonna do so well at this. I'm gonna prove, and I'm gonna go to the owner and be like,
and tell him how it's done.
Tell him how it's done and get hired as the next GM or whatever they fucking president. I don't know what they fucking call them in soccer. I'm gonna be the next one of that, just solely based on my FIFA experience. It's gonna be like snakes on a plane, Kenan Thompson, you know, a la tough. I can land the plane, you know. I can play the football team. I can coach or I can whatever with the team because I. You know, did in a video game.
Literally, I guarantee the game's been out long enough. There are college football coaches out there who cite their NCAA experience. I guarantee it.
That'd be great.
I
should do that. I was great at it.
I won 20 national championships in a row at one point. I had a recruiting class of 35 stars.
Yeah, what can you ask? Like,
yeah, I mean,
it's got to translate.
Yeah, I can do it, you know? I don't know if I can do FIFA, but I can do college football, you know?
Tying into that real quick, I saw this tweet, and I think, I don't know, it was a screen grab, so I don't know how real it was, but someone screen grabbed because the Cincinnati coach left. Someone had posted on some post about being like, oh, Sean McVay has Midwestern ties. You think he'll go to Cincinnati?
No.
No. That's beside the point. What we're saying is we could do this, you know.
Oh,
I'll get great at FIFA. I'll move over to Europe and fucking be the president of some soccer team. You'll be the next, like, I don't know, great college football coach, next Nick Saban.
Yep, right here, man. I'm telling you, you there used to be the come to Penn State. It'll be come where Jordan's at.
Yeah, come to where Jordan.
No, so that brings a good point. So Sean and I recently talked about how NCAA is coming out
with
a new game recently.
Oh, yeah.
And we started sprouting off, like, the teams we would... Because Sean and I both kind of always did the thing where you start as a shitty team and just, like, build up. Sean, who did you always start out as?
Oh, man.
There was always go-to teams, right?
Yeah, there are. So the last few times I've really played it is with my friend Ryan, where mm-hmm. and he has a literal spreadsheet.
Yeah, Ryan went Rain Man on this, man. So
like, he has a spreadsheet of what teams are like are the worst and like can get better or whatever. I think I honestly don't remember that well, like what specific teams. Mm-hmm. But I know like playing with him, the last one I did, I don't remember. Did he start as Idaho? Idaho was always okay. The Vandals, who are now, I believe, in UNI's division. I don't think they're even up in that division anymore. Or San Jose State was always like the worst team.
Oh, yeah. I was a San Jose State guy. Oh,
yeah. So that was always the biggest challenge, I think, was trying to turn that one around.
San Diego State, they were a good one to be.
Yeah. Troy was one I listed off.
Okay.
Troy State. Which I'm like, are they still a team? I don't remember.
They're actually in their conference title game this
year. Oh, really?
Yep. For the first time ever.
Nice. Like, North Texas is always one that stood out to me.
I was never North Texas, but I do remember them.
Yeah.
I was always big, the Raging Cajun, Louisiana Lafayette.
See, I was just going to say, I think one time I was, but I'm pretty sure this is when I was doing, like, the My Player mode or Campus Legend mode.
Yeah.
I was, like, with Louisiana Monroe, the Warhawks whatever.
Gotcha.
I don't know if they're still... They might have been the Indians in that game, but I think they're the Warhawks. Maybe they're the Warhawks at that point.
Who else was I? I believe I was, like, Missouri State or something like that one time.
They're not even in. Did you, like, push them up?
I must have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that was back when you could, like, play as you and I and stuff like that.
No, I think there was definitely one time I created a team.
Oh, yeah.
But then I also created players, so I kind of cheated. But I remember, like... My quarterback was, like, the fattest guy in the world. Like, I made him, like, the heavy, like, a 400-pound quarterback, but he just had a cannon and could run real fast. Sorry,
just
yeah.
I remember one year I did, they were the Alaska State Vipers.
Oh, nice.
And we ran a run-and-gun offense that averaged 40 points a game, and we won 3 games that year.
What? Yeah, no defense.
No defense, man. Like, we didn't score under 35 points that whole year and we won 3 games.
That's funny.
Got fired.
Got fired. Deservedly. Yep. I'm trying to think. I know one year, and I don't think it was with the fat quarterback team. I think I did another one. I did like the North Tamer Redhawks team.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That was classic.
But I don't remember what year I did that, because I don't think you were on maybe you were. I don't remember if you were on the team. I don't really remember who was even on that team.
No, I remember. So I always had go to like big schools too. Do you ever have that too?
I mean, Iowa State would be one.
Is that obviously. You always just like jump to Iowa State?
Yeah, probably. But they like when you got good.
Yeah.
No, I guess no. I've started with Iowa State. I don't know if I'd really jump to them. In the ones I've played with Ryan,
mm-hmm.
that's always like the fun thing we do is like sometimes it's usually just because it gets us done with our competition quicker is you get to be able to jump. Sometimes we just, in college, we just like, no, you have to
stay.
You have to stay, but you can like move conferences if someone wants basically. But it always seems like the last one, I think I went to Clemson. It's always like,
okay.
But like usually to win that strategy or win in like the way Ryan and I did it to like win national titles is you'd almost have to avoid the SEC because it always was like,
oh, really?
They always were a little good, but you'd always want to get in, like the Big 12, I feel like, or the Big 10 would be tough, too. Mm-hmm. Like, the ACC wouldn't be too bad.
I see.
But, like, I'm pretty sure the SEC is always hard to, like, win. You always fucking lose to, like, well, Alabama's not even that good in those games.
No,
Florida or, like, some bullshit SEC team.
See, I would always go to a Blue Blood, so it'd be, like, I went to Texas a lot.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And in Texas, like, you just mop up the recruits, or, like, Miami.
Yeah.
You go to Miami. Miami would just mop up Florida.
Yeah.
Ohio State, same thing. But I do remember one year, and this is a school where I won 20 straight national titles at 30. I went to Cal, the Cal Bears.
Oh, and made wow. That is impressive. Well, that's the thing. It is, if you do move schools, you always had to move schools to, you wanted to go to like California, Texas,
or
Florida, basically.
Yeah, because they have all their
recruits. They have all their recruits. It's a lot easier to recruit there.
Instead of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Tried that one time, not successful.
I mean, it's like basically if you go to those schools, you have to be, I think you have to get to B or A prestige, basically, to have any shot at those players, basically. Yeah. Otherwise, you're doomed.
Except, so I did for a while, and this is the last year I played, or like the last game I played, which tragically lost that game.
Yeah.
I would also do the thing where literally, so you know how like at the beginning of the year you would just like pick your recruits you wanted?
Mm-hmm.
logic says you pick the recruits that want to come to your school.
Yes.
No. Not what I did. I would do the top 25 players every year.
Really?
And you get like two or three of them every time.
All right. Yeah. No, I mean, I get that. This is one strategy I learned from Ryan and my friend John in college was we would basically, if you went like the top, like you could hit some of them, or basically you can go in and see where their interests lie.
Mm-hmm.
And usually most of them would have, not most of them, but some of them would have like, yeah, they'd have, oh, your name is on their list. So you knew if you were on their list, you could put it on them.
Yeah.
You'd have a shot at getting them, basically. But then, like, I don't remember how you recruited, like, your in-season recruiting. But, like, how John and Ryan, like, they would do it. They basically would find, you know, they'd put it on all 10 guys initially or however it was. But then basically, immediately, like, if you're basically in, like, you weren't in the top five or, like, just out, you basically just hit the five. So you basically the whole time you only are actually betting on four of those guys and just hoping you hit those four, like two of them. I feel like when I initially played, like I just always tried to get as many, and then obviously people drop out and then you start putting elsewhere.
No, that's what I would do too. Because I was always banking on if you go undefeated, more of them stay with you, or if, like, if you do well, more likely to keep them. So essentially, if my team started doing bad, then I would let's target people I can get and like people want to come here. But if I was doing good, it would just be like spam them. Because what would happen is late in the year, you get them on a visit or something. Boom, you jump up on someone.
Yeah.
So, no, I mean, that's how I would do it.
Talking about a game that doesn't exist, but it's going to come out.
Yep, it will.
Hopefully. I still, like, until it hits shelves, I
also won't have the council. I guarantee I will not.
I texted you. I'm like, I might be wavering. I might literally buy this console for this game if the reviews are that good.
I will not. Like,
Come on over and we can play together.
We will. No, it sounds like they're trying real hard to like do it right and like not just do a skin of Madden, which I would have bought a year ago, no problem. But so it'd be cool.
Recruiting is literally the only part I care about.
The thing is, they're definitely. I know we've talked about this offline. You're banking on them not going like you're going in like depth. 2006.
Yeah.
They're definitely going to go way more in depth.
They can just make an easy mode that I can just play.
Dude, you're literally going to be like the coach walking into like a house. They're definitely going to show you walking into a house and like having to like swoon the mother, convince the father. Like, it's going to be something stupid.
Pay him under the table.
Hand him the envelope. Give him the car keys.
Yeah, buy him the car.
Yeah, so it's...
Don't get caught by the NCAA.
Hop the fence because the cops are here.
Yeah. The hardest thing, I wonder how they're going to deal, like, the transferring stuff. Like, are you going to have more players transferring in this game? Because usually, like, obviously, no one ever transferred. They transfer to your school when you were bad. But, like, in the old games, if you're good, it'd be, like, maybe one or two players. Yeah. But all the time is people being like, I want to go pro. And then you talk to him and be like, oh, yeah, I guess my academics do matter. I'm coming back for you, coach. Or I want to win another one, coach.
I don't know. Mine was always like, if I was a small school, they'd be like, hey, I couldn't start at this Big Ten school. Let's come to this.
Yeah, at the small schools they did. Yeah. But when you got really good, then it seemed people would try to transfer away. But not that many.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I feel like if they were doing it more realistically in these games, the newer game, then it should be a lot of them because, mm-hmm. like, that's the transfer portal, you know? And then, so, fuck, do you got to go into the fucking transfer portal as a coach and convince these fuckers to
go? Oh, you definitely do, man. Dude, NIL? Or is it going to be like, convince this booster to, like...
Yeah, convince this booster to
give your quarterback a deal so he doesn't leave.
Oh, my God. Yeah, okay, it might be more.
We're just shooting out. Dude, EA, if you're not listening, you should
be. Yeah, you should be listening.
These are ideas.
Yeah, this will fucking work. All I want... At the end of the day, then for campus legend that they bring back the photograph of your girlfriend, and as you get better, she gets hotter. I'm just kidding.
I forgot all about that.
That's satire. That's crazy that existed in 2006,
man.
Yeah, they took it out the next season because they're like, oh, this is pretty demeaning to people that the ugly chicks don't get the good players.
Yeah, they. No comment. Okay. I'm not going down that road. But, no, okay. So, no, that'll be fun. Sean, I'm glad you got a new game to play. Something fun. Yeah. Anything else?
I don't think so, man.
All right, well, I don't have anything either. Everyone stay warm out there. It's getting cold outside. So
it's fucking frigid.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to The Pandering Talk. If you got any questions, concerns, or comments, just hit us up on our Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. all under the Pandering Talk. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.